ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 15 एंटाइटल्ड परशुराम द लॉर्ड्स वॉरियर इनकार्नेशन। सो विल रीड द वर्स। अचोदयधिरथाश्वपट्टिभिः कदासी बाणर्ष्ठिशताग्निशक्तिभिः अक्षोणिसप्तदशातिभीषणाः तारामेको भगवान् सुदयत् अचोदयधिरथाश्वपट्टिभिः गदासी बाणर्ष्ठिशताग्निशक्तिभिः अक्षोणिसप्तदशातिभीषणाः तारामेको भगवान् सुदयत्। अचोदयधिरथाश्वपट्टिभिः ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। अपॉन सीइंग परशुराम कार्तिवीर अर्जुन इमीडिएटली फियर्ड हिम एंड सेंट मैनी एलिफेंट्स चैरियट्स हॉर्सेस एंड इन्फेंट्री सोल्जर्स इक्विप्ड विथ क्लब्स स्वॉर्ड्स एरोज रिष्टीस शतग्नीस शक्तिस एंड मैनी सिमिलर वेपन्स टू फाइट अगेंस्ट हिम। Kartavir Arjuna sent 17 full akshahonis of soldiers to check Parshuram, but Lord Parshuram alone killed all of them. Purport. The word akshahoni refers to a military phalanx consisting of 21,870 chariots and elephants, 1,09,350 infantry soldiers and 65,610 horses. An exact description is given in the Mahabharata Adi Parva, second chapter. So here all the verses of the different formation of army are given. So I'll just read the translation of that. One chariot, one elephant, five infantry soldiers and three horses is called a patti by those who are learned in the science. The wise who also know that a shenamukh is three times what a patti is. Three shenamukhas are known as one gulma, three gulmas are called as a gana, and three ganas are a vahani. Three vahanis have been referred to by the learned as pratana. Three pratanas equal one chamu, and three chamus equal one anikini. The wise referred to 10 anikini as one akshahoni. The chariots of one akshahoni have been calculated as 21,870 by those who know the science of calculations, who best of the twice born. And the number of elephant is the same. The number of infantry soldiers is actually five times this figure, 1,09,350, and number of horses are three times. So 21,870 are chariots and elephants. Three times are the horses and 5 times by the infantry soldiers. I'll read the translation. The translation of the verse 27, 28, 29, there is no purport. And 30th we'll discuss today. So verse 27, thereafter, Kartavir Arjuna, having left with Kamdhenu, returned to the ashram. When Parshuram, the youngest son of Jamadagni, heard about Kartavir Arjuna's nefarious deed, he became as angry as a trampled snake. Taking up his fierce chopper, his shield, his bow and a quiver of arrows, Lord Parshuram, exceedingly angry, chased Kartavir Arjuna just as a lion chases an elephant. As King Kartavir Arjuna entered his capital, Mahishmati Puri, he saw Lord Parshuram, the best of Bhegu dynasty, coming after him, holding a chopper, shield, bow and arrows. Lord Parshuram was covered with a black deer skin, and his matted lock of hair appeared like the sunshine. So I speak blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, that I may say something meaningful and inspiring. Also seek the blessings of my parents who are sitting here. So here it is mentioned that how Kartavir Arjuna, while he was roaming in the forest, he entered the hermitage of Jamadagni, and Jamadagni, he offered very nice hospitality to Kartavir Arjuna. But Kartavir Arjuna saw that Jamadagni had a Kamadhenu cow, with whose help he is offering such a nice hospitality. So Kartavir Arjuna, he along with all his soldiers and ministers, they forcibly took the Kamadhenu cow and they bring it to the capital, Mahishmati Puri. And then Parshuram here, when he returns to the ashram, he sees what Kartavir Arjuna has done and he becomes very angry. So he equips himself with the weapons mentioned herein, and he approaches shining very brilliantly the capital, Mahishmati Puri. And it's mentioned that to fight with him, Kartavir Arjuna, he sent 70 Nakshahonis of soldiers. But Lord Parshuram, he kills all of them. So Prabhupada here, in one of the purports, he points out that actually the government should be guided by the Brahmanas. Because the Brahmanas is the mode of the goodness. When the ruling class, they degrade to the mode of passion and ignorance, then we see that there is only scams that occur. So we see nowadays that how the current ruling class, because they are in the mode of good passion and ignorance, the whole population is being tormented. So many scams recently. Yesterday, Simrupuru was telling me that so many lakhs of crores of rupees of scams have recently being detected and being published in the newspapers. I remember last time when I was visiting my hometown, I saw one person at a beautiful bungalow, and I asked my parents, I said, I remember that there was a dilapidated house here, and we used to go, and actually they used to make their living. They had some few cows and buffaloes, and they would sell milk. And they have a small land to grow fodder for the cows. And they were somehow living. They didn't have a very well-to-do condition. But after a few years, I saw there's a beautiful mansion over there. So I inquired that, who's this? It's the same person. Said, how come he became so rich? Said, he became member of the municipal corporation recently. I said, oh. And then he had a very, what do you say, this luxury car also. I said, from where has this come? He said that one of the members of the municipal corporation offered that if you vote for me to become a municipal commissioner, it was known to public, then I will give a luxury car to all the members. And they all voted for him to become a municipal commissioner, and he gave a luxury car to all the members of the corporation. It's a small town actually, with a population not more than 1 lakh. So each member, as soon as they become within few years, there's a big mansion, luxury car, and many more things. So this is the current ruling class, we know here. So Srila Prabhupada, he writes that when this happens, it becomes necessary for the Kshatriya-spirited Brahmanas to kill them. So Prabhupada here says, Parashurama is a Kshatriya-spirited Brahmana. So it becomes necessary for Kshatriya-spirited Brahmana to punish such people. And here Lord Parashuram has come for that purpose. So another point which Srila Prabhupada makes here in his, he says that a Brahmana may become a Kshatriya, or a Kshatriya may become a Brahmana, or a Vaishya may become a Brahmana by achieving the required qualities. So Prabhupada says it's not dependent upon the birth, it depends upon the qualities. So here Kartavir Arjuna, he has degraded from the Brahmanical culture. He is troubling, tormenting Jamadagni, stealing the cows. You see, when Kartavir Arjuna, Prabhupada said he has no point in going to the ashram of Jamadagni. But he is puffed up, so he is going to the ashram. But still, Jamadagni, he is a very gentleman person. He is offering very nice hospitality. But we see, instead of becoming grateful for receiving such a hospitality, he is becoming envious of Jamadagni. So it's mentioned that when we lose our gratitude, we can learn here, then losing the gratitude for what we are having, we become offensive. If we are not grateful, we will be certainly be offensive. And when one is offensive, one loses the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And then one surely, his destruction starts. One is sure to be doomed. Radha Gopinath Prabhu was saying in one of the class, he said that we are able to practice devotional service here in this crazy city of Mumbai, you know, where everybody is mad for sense gratification, or anywhere in the world now, is a proof that if one can remain sane and can practice devotional service, it is a proof that there is a great mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on that person. So, but when we become ungrateful and offensive, we lose that mercy of the Supreme Lord. And when we lose that mercy, then there is no question of, it will be very difficult or rather impossible to practice spiritual life. So again, we see here in this particular pastime that Kartavir Arjuna, the Kshatriya, he has become degraded. He has gone against the Brahmanical culture, which enjoins protection of the cows and protection of the Brahmanas, serving the Brahmanas. But instead here, he wants to exploit the cows for his own sense gratification. And this is intolerable to the Supreme Lord, because Lord is Go Brahmana Hitayacha. We offer prayer to the Lord that Lord Krishna, he is Go Brahmana Hitayacha. He is very mercifully inclined towards the cows and the Brahmanas. He is always thinking after their welfare. There is another story in Ramayana, a very similar story, that once, actually this story, just a little background, this story, when Vishwamitra Muni, he takes Lord Ram and Lakshman. He requests Dashrath Maharaj that please send them so they can kill the Rakshasas and relieve us from their atrocities and so that we can peacefully perform all our sacrifices. So Lord Ram and Lakshman, they go with him. And at one point of time, they come to the kingdom of Mithila. When they reach Mithila, Lord Ram sees that there are thousands of Brahmanas assembled to perform a big sacrifice. As soon as Janak Maharaj, he hears that Vishwamitra Muni has come, he immediately comes forward to greet Vishwamitra Muni. And then he tells that this sacrifice is going to take 12 days and the demigod will personally appear to accept their offerings. And then he says, who are these two young persons with you? They are looking effulgent like demigods. And then he introduces Vishwamitra Muni that they are Ram and Lakshman, the son of Dashrath Maharaj. And they have come with me. They first killed the she-demon Taraka. After that, at Siddha Ashram, they hurled Maricha, 100 yojanas, and then killed Subahu. And then, after liberating Ahilya, and they have just come with me here to your kingdom of Mithila. Said, we want to, we have a purpose that they want to see the bow of Lord Shiva that you are worshipping. So Janak Maharaj is very pleased. They are very well received and given the seeds. And Shatadhan, who is the son of eldest son of Gautam Rishi, he is the chief priest of Janak Maharaj to perform the sacrifice. So he asked Vishwamitra Muni, please narrate to all the assembled devotees the story how his mother has been liberated by Lord Ram. So Vishwamitra Muni, he is very pleased and he narrates the story of liberation of Ahilya by Lord Ramchandra. And then to reciprocate, he said, now I will narrate the story of Vishwamitra Muni, the glorious story of Vishwamitra Muni. So Shatadhan, he narrates this story. So the story goes as follows, and one Vishwamitra, he was the son of Gadhi, he was the king. And he was ruling the kingdom righteously. Once he was traveling in the forest and with one Hakshamuni of soldiers, and he comes to the ashram of Vishishtha Muni. He comes to the ashram, Vishishtha Muni receives them very cordially. They become friends. And Vishishtha Muni says, now you please stay here for some days and receive my hospitality. But he says, no, he says, I am very much happy to just meet you. I am satisfied, I just want to leave. But Vishishtha Muni, he requests him again and again, please stay here for a few days. So Vishwamitra, who is the king Vishwamitra, he relents and he stays there. So Vishishtha Muni, every day, he serves them so wonderfully because he has a Kamadhenu cow known as Sabala. So with the help of this cow, he serves them. So gradually, Vishwamitra Muni sees that actually his opulence is more than mine. So then he says, first he requests that, please give this cow to me. He said, I will give you 1 million cows and lot of gold and as much as the jewelry, anything that you want. Take anything from me, just give this cow to me. But Vashishtha says, no, this cow is inseparable from me. I cannot part with this cow. Again and again he requests. Then finally, when Vashishtha doesn't agree, he starts to forcibly take the cow, Sabala, with him. Being forcibly dragged, Sabala starts crying. She says, I have served you, Vashishtha Muni, for so many years faithfully. Why are you not abandoning me? Vashishtha says, I am not abandoning you, but I cannot match the strength of the king. She says, this king's strength, material strength, is no comparison to your spiritual strength. You just order me, and from your spiritual strength, I will defeat the king. So Vashishtha Muni, he says, okay, he agrees that you do the needful. So Sabala, the cows, she immediately produced thousands of soldiers from her udders. Thousands of soldiers come and they start consuming the army of Vishwamitra. But Vishwamitra, he is also a powerful king. He starts fighting and he starts destroying all the soldiers. And he destroys practically all the soldiers. Then he challenges Sabala, you want to produce more soldiers? Then Sabala, she produces many more powerful soldiers from all the parts of her body. And these soldiers, finally, they consume the whole army of Vishwamitra. The 100 sons of Vishwamitra, they attack in great anger, very fiercely. So seeing that, Vashishtha Muni, he roars loudly. Just by his roar, he destroys all the 100 sons of Vishwamitra to ashes. So in this, Vishwamitra sees that, actually, I am in no comparison to the strength of Vashishtha. So he goes back. He goes back and then he asks one of his sons to rule the kingdom and he starts performing tapasya. He performs tapasya to Lord Shiva. And for a long time, he performs tapasya and Lord Shiva, his Ashutosh, is pleased. And he requests for a boon that I may be given the celestial weapons. All the celestial weapons. So as soon as he got all the celestial weapons, immediately he comes to the ashram of Vashishtha and starts showering arrows. Immediately the whole ashram is covered. And all the sages, they start running here and there. Vashishtha tries to stop them. Please wait. But all the sages are running away. So Vashishtha, he takes his Brahmadanda and immediately neutralizes all the weapons. Finding no recourse, Vishwamitra Muni takes out Brahmastra. And all the demigods become fearful in the heaven. Now what will happen? Vishwamitra Muni releases the Brahmastra. But Vashishtha Muni is so powerful that he produces blazing fire from all the pores of his body, so intense that it neutralizes the Brahmastra also. So seeing that, now he had no other any weapon higher than the Brahmastra, he again goes back and again starts performing charities. So In this, when he was performing stories, Trishanku, one of the king in the Ikshvaku dynasty, approaches him. The stories are long. So it goes on. Finally, by his great determination, he falls down to lust, he falls down to anger. But finally, he performs. Then he says, I will not eat anything, I will not take a breath, and I will not utter anything, and not open my eyes till I achieve the status of a Brahma Rishi. So he performed tapasya for thousands of years. Then Lord Brahma finally comes to, says, okay, we'll confer upon you the title of Brahma Rishi. He says, not just you, Vasishta also has to come and recognize me as Brahma Rishi. He says, so finally Vasishta, Lord Brahma says, Vasishta Muni also, he comes. But anyway, by performing such tapasya and by the mercy of Lord Brahma, and he gets purified actually. Then there becomes a friendship between Vishwamitra and Muni and Vasishta Muni. So this is the story. This is how it goes. So the point here is that he also, Vishwamitra Muni, he wanted to exploit. He was going against the Brahminical culture. So we see that in this present age, the whole population is against the Brahminical culture. Everyone in the West, practically, is. My sister was telling me that without any non-veg, it's very difficult to get anything. The only thing you can get is French fries, which is not a flesh, any restaurant. Otherwise, those are vegetarians. They cannot get practically anything in the West. Everywhere there is flesh. And cow flesh is very prominent in the West. So if Lord Parashuram has to come and rectify the situation, so with this chopper, he has to practically chop off everyone's head. So then whom will be benefited? The whole population will be killed. So here a certain section of the Kshatriyas are going against Parashuram. He relieved the Mother Earth and he gave rectified the situation for the other population. But here the whole population is killed, and it's not even the time of universal annihilation that Lord Parashuram comes. So to rectify the situation, and the Supreme Lord appeared there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu is mentioned that he is not using this weapon to kill the body, but he is using a different kind of weapon. He is using the holy name of the Lord. He is using his associates to kill this sinful propensity. So there is a nice conversation. I will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ek din Prabhu Hari Dasare Milila Taha Laya Goshti Kari Tahare Puchila. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he meets Haridas Thakur. Taha Laya Goshti Kari. So he is discussing with Haridas Thakur and he is asking, Haridas Kali Kale Yavan Apar Gobrahmanne Himsa Kare Mahadurachar. Said Kali Yuga Yavan Apar. Everybody is Yavana against the Brahminical culture. Gobrahmanne Himsa Kare. And they are actually killing the cows, tormenting the Brahmanas, inflicting violence. Mahadurachar, in this way they are greatly sinful. Iha sabar kauna mate hai be nishtar tahara hetu na dekhiye dukh apar. So Mahaprabhu says, Iha sabar kauna mate hai be nishtar. How will they all be delivered? I do not see any way for them to be delivered. Therefore I am very unhappy. Ye dukh apar. This is my great unhappiness. So Prabhupada here points out in this verse, purport, he says that this verse reveals the significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Patit Pavan. Haridasa kahe Prabhu chinta na kariha yavanera samsara dekhi dukha na bahviya. So my Lord, do not be in anxiety seeing all these yamanas, the whole population filled of yamanas. Please do not have anxiety and please do not become sad. So Prabhupada in a purport, he says that these words are just befitting a devotee who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of the Lord. Saying that, my Lord, do not be in anxiety to see all the yavanas and do not feel sad. So Prabhupada again says that he says, when the Lord is unhappy to see the fallen condition of the living entities, the devotee consoles the Lord saying, my Lord, do not be in anxiety. This is service, Prabhupada says. So actually Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada's whole mood. This is Prabhupada's life. His life is dedicated to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety. So he's saying this is just befitting a devotee who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of the Supreme Lord. Which is he himself actually. He's, He's in completely in that mood, he's reflecting his Buddha, and he's saying, this is service, this is real service. So in Haridas Thakur, he continues, he says, Yavana Sakalera Mukti Haibe Anayase Ha Ram Bali Kahena Mabhase. He says, all the Yavanas, they will be delivered because they are chanting Ha Ram Ha Ram. Mahaprema Bhakta Kahe Ha Ram Ha Ram. Says, in great ecstasy, the devotee also chant Ha Ram Ha Ram. That means, oh my Lord Ram, oh my Lord Ram. Yavanera Bhagya Dekha Lahe Say Inam. Please just see their fortune that they also chant the same name. Ha Ram Ha Ram. And then Haridas Thakur, he quotes a story from the Narasimha Puran that once how one Malecha, he was about to be killed by a boar and he chants the word Haram Haram and he was liberated. And then Haridas Thakur further elaborates the glories of the holy name of the Lord. He said, even if it is chanted improperly, you know, separately, or it is even chanted to indicate something else, still the holy name of the Lord acts, is so powerful, if it is chanted without offenses. So then he quotes the story of Ajamil, Haridas Thakur, that how Ajamil was liberated, although he was meaning his son, by the chanting the word Narayan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes greatly happy hearing the reply of Srila Haridas Thakur. And then he further inquires, Mahaprabhu says, what about the moving and the non-moving living entities? The moving living entities, the other than the human beings, the animals, the other smaller insects and others, moving and non-moving, the sthavar. So to that Haridas Thakur, he replies, Tumi ekariyachai ucha sankirtan stavar janga mera sei hayate shravan. Said, my Lord, when you loudly chanted the holy name, the moving and the non-moving living entities, they heard the sound. Suniya janga mera hai samsar shai stavar era sei shabd lage pratidhwani hai. Said, when the moving living entities heard that, hai samsar shai, their material existence finished. And when the sound of the holy name, it touches the non-moving living entities, there is an echo, pratidhwani. Pratidhwani nahe sai kare kirtan tomara kripar ei akathya kathan. So he says, pratidhwani nahi sai kare kirtan. Actually, this is not an echo, but they are chanting the holy name of the Lord. And this is all possible by your mercy. Although this is inconceivable, akathya kathan, but this is very much possible by your mercy. Sakala jagate hai uccha sankirtan suniya prema veshe nache sthavara jangam. Since you have loudly chanted the holy names, everyone, whether they are moving or non-moving, they are in great happiness, they are in great love, they are all chanting and dancing. And he says that all these incidents actually took place when you went through the Jharikhand forest, Srila Haridas Thakur says. And he says that all this were related to me by Balbhadra Bhattacharya. Further, Srila Haridas Thakur says, Vasudeva Jeeva Lagi Kaila Nivedan Tabe Angikara Kaila Jeevira Mochan. He says, when he reminds Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that when Vasudeva Datta requested you for the deliverance of all the living entities, you accepted his request. So he's saying that actually all the living entities have been delivered by your mercy. So I will just narrate briefly that particular incident where Vasudeva Datta requests Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees had come from Bengal. Every year they would come to attend the Rath Yatra and to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While they were leaving, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bidding farewell to them and he was glorifying all the devotees, their qualities, while they were all assembled. He glorified Advaitacharya for his ability to give devotional service even to the Yavanada and Malechas. He glorifies Raghav Pandit for his super excellent service and purity. And he glorifies Mukunda Das, the physician, for his ecstatic love for Krishna. He glorifies Raghunandan Thakur. He glorifies Murari Gupta for his unalloyed devotion towards Lord Raghunath. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he turns towards Vasudeva Datta. Tabe Vasudeve Prabhu Kariya Lingan Tara Guna Kahe Hai Sahasra Vadan. So then Mahaprabhu, he turns towards Vasudeva Datta, embraces him, and he starts glorifying as if he has thousands of mouth. निज गुण सुनि दत्ता मने लज्जा पाया निवेदन करे प्रभुरा चरण धरिया। एज सुन एज वासुदेव दत्ता हियर्स हिज ग्लोरी चैतन्य महाप्रभु ग्लोरीफाइंग हिम इमीडिएटली ही कैचेज द लोटस फीट ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड रिक्वेस्ट हिम जगत तारीते प्रभु तुमार अवतार मोर निवेदन एक करह अंगीकार। माय लॉर्ड यू हैव अपीयर टू डिलीवर द होल यूनिवर्स प्लीज एक्सेप्ट वन रिक्वेस्ट ऑफ माइंड। करीते समर्थ तुम्हें हो दयामय तुम्हें मन कर तभे अनायास है। करीते समर्थ तुम्हें यू आर एक्चुअली कंप्लीटली कैपेबल ऑफ डूइंग इट यू आर कंप्लीटली समर्थ एंड यू आर नेचुरली मर्सीफुल। तुम्हें मन करे तभी अनायास है इफ यू वॉन्ट इट कैन इजिली बी माय विश कैन इजिली बी फुलफिल्ड। जीवेरा दुख देखी मोर हृदय बिदरे सर्व जीवेरा पाप प्रभु देहा मोर शिरे। सो ही सेज माय लॉर्ड व्हेन आई सी जीवेरा दुख देखी व्हेन आई सी द सफरिंग कंडीशन ऑफ ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज माय हार्ट इट एक्चुअली ब्रेक्स। सर्व जीवेरा पाप प्रभु देह मोर शिरे। सो प्लीज गिव ऑल द सिनफुल रिएक्शन ऑफ ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज ऑन माय हेड। जीवेरा पाप लया मुई करो नरक भोग सकल जीवेरा प्रभु गुछा हव रोग। माय लॉर्ड आई विल टेक अपॉन माय हेड ऑल द सिनफुल रिएक्शन ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज एंड सफर इन हेल व्हाइल ऑल ऑफ देम प्लीज डिलीवर देम फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस। तो शेर श्री भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर प्रभुपाद कोट श्री भक्तिनाथ ठाकुर हियर इन द पर्पट एंड ही सेज दैट व्हेन जीसस क्राइस्ट अपीयर्ड ही एनीवन हु टुक शेल्टर ऑफ हिम हिज फॉलोअर्स ही रिलीव्ड देम फ्रॉम देयर सिनफुल रिएक्शंस। बट हियर वासुदेव दत्ता कंपैशन इज सो ग्रेट ही सेज माय लॉर्ड रिलीव ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज whether they are moving, non-moving, and give their sinful reaction to me. So his compassion is very vast. He is ready to take sinful reaction of all the living entities. Etashuni Mahaprabhura Chitta Dravila Ashru Kampas Swara Bhange Kahite Lagila. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart greatly softened hearing this, and there were tears in Mahaprabhu's eyes, and his body was trembling. And in a faltering voice, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, तुम्हार वचित्र नहे तुम्ही साक्षात प्रहलाद तुम्हार ऊपर कृष्णेरा संपूर्ण प्रसाद। इट इज नॉट एस्टॉनिशिंग दैट यू आर मेकिंग सच अ प्रेयर ऑफ कंपैशन बिकॉज यू आर प्रहलाद महाराज एंड लॉर्ड कृष्ण हैज बेस्टॉड हिज कंप्लीट मर्सी अपॉन यू। द प्रहलाद महाराज इज एक्चुअली प्रेड इन द भागवतम प्रायण देव मुने आसो भी मुक्ति कामा। व्हाट इज द नेक्स्ट लाइन? प्रायण देव मुने आसो भी मुक्ति कामा मौनम चरंति विजने न परार्थ निष्ठा नयतान विहाय कृपणान सभी मुक्त एको नान्यम तदस्य शरणम। सो प्रहलाद महाराज सेस प्रायण देव मुनिया सभी मुक्ति कामा सेस ऑलमोस्ट एवरीवन देव मुनिया वेदर दे ग्रेट सेजेस डेमिगॉड्स दे वांट देयर लिबरेशन and they do not have pararth nishtha, they are not concerned about doing welfare to others. But he says naitan vihaya kripanan, he says I cannot give up this all this suffering miserly people. He calls them miserly because not taking up to devotional service. He says naitan vihaya kripanan so we muksha eko, and I don't want to give up, I cannot give up and be liberated alone because I know that there is no other shelter for all of them other than your lotus feet. Prabhupada says this is a decision of a Vaishnava. This is the decision of Vaishnava, Naitan Vihaya Kripanan, that I just cannot give up and just see the suffering condition of the living entities. So here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is overwhelmed by hearing this prayer and he praises the great qualities of Vasudevata. Then he says, Krishna Sehi Satya Kare Yehi Maage Vritya. He says, Krishna Sehi Satya Kare Yehi Maage Vritya. Vritya Vancha Purdi Vinu Nahi Anya Kritya. Says whatever a pure devotee desire, Krishna must fulfill. He says, other than that, Krishna has no duty to perform. Vritya vancha purti vinu anya nahi krita. So Krishna has no duty other than to fulfill the desire of his pure devotees. So Krishna says actually, he has no obligation. He is not obligated to perform anything. But here is mentioned that there is actually one obligation that he has to fulfill the desire of his pure devotees. असमर्थ नहे कृष्णा धरे सर्वबल तोमा कावा के ने भुजाई बे पाप फल। सेट डू नॉट थिंक कृष्णा इज incompetent. He says, Asamartha nahi Krishna. He is completely competent. He has all the power and he has thare sarvabal. He is very powerful. Why should he has to, why will he make you suffer the reaction of others living sinful activities? Then he says, then further gives, Mahaprabhu further says, Tumi yara hitvancha sahi hai la Vaishnav, Vaishnavera papa Krishna duraka resam. Since you have desired that they be benefited, you are thinking of their welfare, they have become Vaishnavas. That means all the living entities, and it's the nature of Krishna that he releases all the sinful reactions, he destroys all the sinful reactions of the Vaishnavas. So Srila Prabhupada here says that whoever receives compassion from a pure devotee, he immediately becomes the Vaishnava. And then Krishna destroys the sinful reactions of such a Vaishnava. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that actually, goes on to say that Krishna will definitely fulfill a desire and he will liberate all the universe, all the living entities in this universe, and there won't be any loss for Krishna. So, in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, he liberated all the living entities by chanting the holy names of the Lord and by the desire of his pure devotee. So Srila Jiva Goswami, he says that this other weapon which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses to liberate the living entities, and that is his personal beauty. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, another small pastime we will discuss. When he instructed the Mayavadi sannyasis at Varanasi, he changed all their hearts and instructed them in devotional service. So their mind, they were completely satisfied and they agreed that devotional service is the goal of the life. But they posed one question to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Say that, what you say is completely true, but we want to know that what is wrong in studying the Vedanta philosophy. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Iha suni bale. Yes, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if you do not mind, I would say something. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this, the sannyasis, Mayavadi sannyasis, they said, Iha suni bale sarva sannyasi ragan, toma ke dekhiye yai se sakshat narayan. All of them said that when we see you, actually we can now see that you are the Supreme Lord. So now this is not a Mayavad conception, this is actually a fact. Tumara vachana suni judaye shravan, tumara madhuri dekhi judaye nayan. So this is tumara vachana suni judaye shravan. When we hear you speaking, our ears are completely satisfied. And tumara madhuri dekhi judaye nayan. And when we see your wonderful beauty, our eyes are completely satisfied. And Srila Prabhupada, he says here that by his extraordinary beautiful bodily features, the Mayavadi sannyasis recognize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord Narayan himself. And similarly, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he sees Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time, it's mentioned that Prabhu Rasandare Ar Premera Vikar Dekhi Sarvabhauma Haila Vismita Apar. When he sees Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his ecstatic love and his personal beauty, he immediately is astonished. And then he tells Gopinath Acharya later, he says, Prakriti vinita sanyasi dekhite sundar, amar bahu priti bade ihara upar. Says Prakriti vinita sanyasi, he is so humble and so beautiful, dekhite sundar, amara bahu priti bade ihara upar. So my love is, my affection for him is increasing by seeing him. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he conquers Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya by his personal beauty and humility. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he actually becomes unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Even you cannot hear the word mukti, he wanted to change that word mukti to bhakti. He becomes such an unalloyed devotee. And he has written so many wonderful prayers glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We just sang before the class Sachi Sudhashtakam, which has been composed by Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So in one of the verse, in the last verse of Siddhi Ashtakam, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the last verse says that, Arunam nayanam charanam vasanam vadane skalitam swaka namadharam कुरुते सुरसम जगता जीवनम प्रणमामि सचिसुत गौरवरम. सो ही सेड दैट एक्चुअली श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज नॉट जस्ट डिस्ट्रॉइंग द सिनफुल प्रोपेंसिटी बट ही इज अवेकनिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस दैट हैज अ वेरी स्पेशल स्वीट फ्रेग्रेंस. कुरुते सुरसम जगता जीवनम एंड दैट इज एक्चुअली गिविंग लाइफ टू दिस होल वर्ल्ड. द स्वीटनेस ऑफ द डिवोशनल सर्विस श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज गिविंग. And Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, he also points out in his book, he says, one verse is right, which says, Avishkartum Bhakti Yoga Padvim Nevanya Asidrasa. So he says that the devotional service which has been brought by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Avishkartum Bhakti Yoga Padvim Nevanya Asidrasa. He said, there is no other rasa behind the sweetness of the devotional service that has been given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. So, if there is any corrections. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai.